So quick side note here before the episode this week, one thing that you may have noticed if you've ever seen a photograph or video of my home studio is I have a glass vase that is filled with 100 bouncy balls on my desk that I use every day. And by use, I mean while I'm recording this podcast, I have a bouncy ball in my hand. I don't know why. I think maybe it's a good luck thing or just a fiddly thing, like a fidget spinner, like that kind of an activity. And I don't know, I like it. And so I have 100 bouncy balls here on my desk, and I have another 250 bouncy balls in my garage. I may have a problem. A good problem, but a problem nonetheless. Okay, side note complete. This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 469. Guaranteeing time for fitness. What it takes to work out consistently. Good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Miracle. I am Jeff Sanders and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. My goal is to help you bounce out of bed with enthusiasm, create powerful lifelong habits, and tackle your grandest goals with extraordinary energy. In the episode this week, I'll break down the biggest factor that prevents you from working out consistently, how you can improve your fitness without running marathons every weekend, and how to make working out one of the most enjoyable parts of your day. Let's get to it. The key to any great habit is turning your brain off. So yes, you will need to think up front to build the system for the new habit, but the beauty kicks in when the system takes over and you just sit back and reap the benefits. This is especially true when it comes to working out. Of all the strategies that have worked for me to build muscle, run marathons, lose weight, and definitely improve my energy, thinking less, it's worked every single time. Thinking less is what a great habit is built upon. The whole point of a great habit is that you can build the system, get the habit in place, and just let that thing go all by itself with amazing automation. And so if you're thinking about, wait a minute, my life doesn't have that. I have not automated my fitness. I don't have great habits built in here. I need some of these things. I want to guarantee time for my fitness. And yes, I want to work out consistently without having to overcome all of those excuses and challenges and hurdles every single week to figure out, can this week work? Can I work out consistently this week? I mean, yes, we're going to have to ask those kinds of questions anyway. But what if those things were more guaranteed? What if exercise wasn't really a question? What if it was just part of your lifestyle, part of your identity? What if exercise was just who you are? Well, that's kind of a best case scenario, right? That's an ideal. An ideal for you in the future is to become not just the kind of person who works out, but to become the person who works out, that it is one and the same with who you are and what you do. That doesn't mean it has to replace your career or anything like that, but it does mean that fitness can play a central role in your lifestyle. And if it does, from my perspective, that health-first approach to productivity will then kick in, and exercise itself can be part of your solution to be your best self. So this week, let's break down how to guarantee time for fitness, how to actually work out consistently and to overcome those hurdles, those obstacles, and yes, those excuses that stop you from doing your best work every week. Now, this week, I've put together a list of 10 strategies you can use to guarantee your own time for fitness and to actually work out consistently. So let's begin with number one, choose your outcome. The goal here is to choose a specific end result that you want from your new routine that, and this is key, that strongly emotionally appeals to you. You know, of all the things that I have done over the years to work out consistently, to get great results, to, you know, run marathons and lose weight and build muscle, all those great benefits that you're probably seeking, well, all of those things came about because I cared about it. I was into it. I wanted not just the end result, but I wanted the journey to get there. I was emotionally tied to the activity of exercise. You may not like to work out. In fact, you may be listening to this episode right now because you're asking the question, how do I guarantee time for fitness if I don't like it? If I don't enjoy it? If it's hard? If it's difficult? If it's just purely not fun? Well, if that's the challenge for you, then choosing your outcome is extremely important because we're looking for an end result that not only appeals to you, but a journey that appeals to you as well. This is the whole thing. You could listen to just number one and skip the rest. This is the core of the entire thing. So let's get more specific. Let's imagine that the outcome you want is to lose weight. It is to feel better. It's to have more energy and enthusiasm. You want those typical health benefits that come from being physically fit. That's wonderful. That's a very common thing to want, and it's a great thing to want. But you may not enjoy the journey to get those things, to have a smaller pant size, to be able to fit into that outfit from high school, right? We want the end result. That's pretty common. Choosing the end result oftentimes is pretty easy, but the emotional appeal to that end result and the journey that gets there, this is where people get stuck. So my appeal to you is to find an activity you absolutely love to do. And this could be anything. I don't care if it's walking, running, swimming, cycling, jumping jacks, climbing mountains. It doesn't matter. You pick the activity that appeals to you and you do it. And for a while, we're just going to forget the outcome. Yes, you're going to record what it is that you want and write it down. And that's very important to begin the process. But then you let it go. We forget about the end result. Because the end result will happen or it will not, but it's all dependent upon how your lifestyle continues as this process moves forward. And that will continue, it will, if you love it, if it's part of who you are. So yes, number one is choose your specific end result and make sure it strongly emotionally appeals to you. And then with that exact specific end result nailed down in writing, also write down the journey that you want to go through to get there. All right, second strategy. We want to ensure that exercise will be a priority in your head and on your calendar. And for this to be true, a goal here to begin this whole process is to make space for the working out, which means we need to cut and remove and delete and eliminate anything we possibly can from our calendar so that exercise doesn't feel like it's taking up time that you need for other activities. This is a real big one for me personally. Here's a good example of this. Let's imagine you choose a new workout routine and you're going to exercise every morning at 8 a.m. But there's a problem. Normally at 8 a.m., you're working, you're doing your job, or you're commuting to work. If you choose to work out at 8 a.m., you are potentially taking up time from your job or other responsibilities or activities that you have previously prioritized. Exercise should not replace part of your life. It should be part of your life, which means those things you used to do in that time won't be happening. And in order for you to feel like exercise is not taking up part of your life or overlapping with other things that matter to you, those other things have to be removed first. This is a difficult one because responsibilities and obligations to your employer, to your family, or to yourself oftentimes can eat up quite a bit of the calendar. So the challenge here is to get creative, to figure out how you can work into your calendar what it takes to not only guarantee the exercise, but to guarantee the time that you've set aside for the workout was time that was previously not utilized well. Case in point, let's imagine you choose to work out over the weekend. And normally over the weekend, you don't do a whole lot. It's kind of some chill time. It's not really that important. Well, if you work out for an hour on Saturday and an hour on Sunday, you didn't lose anything. You just gained 2 hours of exercise. That's amazing. Well, now let's imagine that normally in the evenings during the work week, you don't really do a whole lot. You watch TV or you have a glass of wine or whatever it is that you do to wind the day down. Well, now let's imagine instead of that, you're going to do some yoga or go for a walk. You're going to use that time with a more intelligently chosen activity that's aligned to your goals. Now, all of a sudden, time that you already have is being used for the workout. You're not losing anything. You are gaining time for exercise. This is so clutch. So for you to ensure that exercise will be a priority, it has to be so in your head, on your calendar, and does not overlap with other priorities you already have. Once that's in place, then the workout has more guaranteed time that feels like that's the time for it. It has a place in your life and it belongs there. And that's the best case scenario here. Third strategy. Now make a list of common distractions and excuses to overcome one by one. So in your life, you definitely have right now very common distractions, things that interrupt you, things that get in your way, and of course, your own excuses that stop you from working out like you want to. So the goal here is just to acknowledge reality. Make a list, physically write this stuff down, of each and every one of the things that you have used as an excuse or a distraction to choose not to exercise. This list will be subjective and it will change over time, but it could include things like your daily work schedule, or simply feeling tired, or literally being injured, which sometimes is a distraction, sometimes it's an excuse, it kind of depends on the scenario, but write this down. Now, for most people, most of the time, scheduling conflicts will be the biggest distraction and/or excuse. All that really means is, you have not prioritized exercise as a guarantee. You haven't committed to it yet. And so because of that, other things will sound like they're more important than your workout. This can change by simply making exercise a priority, by committing to the idea of a health-first approach to life, to productivity, to being your best self. A health-first approach says, I care about this, and health is first. That's it. So this list of common distractions and excuses is really just to acknowledge that you've been doing that. You've been making excuses. You have distractions, and these things can be overcome one by one over time. This is possible. So make the list and we'll go from there. This podcast is all about productivity. And one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. My biggest struggle with my health now is, and has always been, my allergies. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the entire day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold, and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. If you're loving this podcast and would love to get exclusive bonus episodes of the 5 a.m. Miracle, as well as every episode 100% ad-free, you're going to love 5 a.m. Miracle Premium. By joining 5 a.m. Miracle Premium, you will get access to exclusive bonus episodes of this show, 100% ad-free content, early access to the latest episodes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog with over 400 episodes, as well as any other features that launch in the future. Now, in addition to all of that, you are supporting me and this podcast, which allows me to keep this show alive and making podcasts you love. To learn more and join today, simply go to 5ammiraclepremium.com. Once again, that's 5ammiraclepremium.com. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor. YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com. That's YahooFinance.com. Allergies are my nemesis and always have been. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the whole day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just one quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Strategy number four, make working out a complementary habit on the back of an anchor habit. If you've read my book, The 5 a.m. Miracle, you've heard of these types of habits. An anchor habit is anything you're already doing. That could include traveling to work or leaving work. It could include daycare drop-offs or pickups. Any activity that's part of your day that's basically guaranteed. You're gonna do it. It's a non-negotiable part of your lifestyle. Now, a complementary habit is any habit you then add to that anchor habit. So that could include leaving work, but instead of going home, you drive to the gym. Or after you grab your kids from daycare, you then go to the park for a run. Whatever the case is, you're taking some part of your day that already is guaranteed, and you're adding an exercise routine to that anchor. You're making sure the exercise can just be tacked on to an activity that already exists. What this is doing is removing the excuse. It's making this process a little easier by simply saying, I'm already out doing things. Let's just do one more thing. And that one more thing is really awesome. And it's really enjoyable. And it's going to make you healthier and feel more energetic and make you a better version of you. Yada, yada, yada. We know this is great. But this is what makes the whole process awesome, is you're adding on something that's very simple to something you're already doing. This makes it easy. This makes the batching nature of this entire scheduling challenge so much easier. So make it easy. Don't look for the hard solution, right? Don't look to make this difficult. Look to make it easy. At every turn, figure out, how do I take this potentially complicated issue and just make it simple? That's the whole process. And now for the fifth strategy to guarantee time for fitness, choose your location. You know, of all the things that make the biggest difference, or of all the factors that influence what you do anywhere for any reason at all, your environment or your location is the biggest factor. Here's an example. If you go to the gym and you're wearing your gym clothes, there's a pretty good chance you're going to lift weights and work out. If you go to the park and you're wearing clothes for hiking or running or whatever it is you want to do in the park, you're going to work out in the park. If you go to a yoga studio and you're wearing your yoga pants, you're going to stretch and do yoga and it's going to be great. The point of this process is to put yourself physically in the space that guarantees the outcome. When you go somewhere that's designed for a certain activity, you will do that activity. It's all but guaranteed. If you go to a coffee shop, you're probably going to drink coffee. If you go to a library, you're probably going to read and study. That's what happens in those locations. So if your goal is to exercise and do a specific type of working out, then go to the location where that is already taking place, where the people who are there are already doing the same thing you want to do. You're going to join the crowd, because if you do that, you're going to work out. It's all but guaranteed. So your location matters. If you've been struggling with this and you've been trying to work out in your garage or your basement and it's just hard to work out at home, or you've tried to do so literally in your office, which people do, it doesn't have to be that difficult, right? Once again, the goal here is to make this easy. So put yourself in the environment that makes it easy for you. Strategy number 6. Now we're going to choose the dates and times on the calendar with guaranteed start times and guaranteed end times. So now that we know where we're going to work out, we have to know when. And the when matters, once again, quite a bit based upon your schedule. But the key here is guaranteed start times and guaranteed end times. The way that I view exercise is that it's a finite amount of time. If I'm going to the gym, I am there for 1 hour or less. That's it. If I go to the park for a run, it's 1 hour, usually 1.5 hours at most, and then I leave. That's the whole process. There's a guaranteed max amount of time because I have other things to do, and those things are not going to get done if I spend all day at the gym. It's probably not practically possible to spend that much time there anyway, but what also takes place here is you focus and work out more effectively because the clock is ticking. If you know I have 45 minutes, well, then your goal is to maximize that time. Get in, do an awesome job, and then leave. And that makes the workout even more effective and your time usage even more effective than that. It's a really wonderful process to guarantee that you get the result you want, and it doesn't take a ton of time. So guarantee the start time and guarantee the end time, which is so crucial. So now with that guaranteed location, start time, and stop time, the next step, number 7, is to prepare your resources. And that includes any physical items you need for the workout, as well as preparing yourself to actually do the activity. So for me, that means when I show up to the gym, for example, I'll have my gym clothes already on. I'll have a gym bag with food and water and my lifting gloves and my electrolyte packets and my waterproof notepad for the sauna. I have all of these resources with me to guarantee that anything I need to do while I'm there, I can do it. Being prepared for the actual activity you're doing, well, it prevents those excuses to say that, well, I didn't bring my gym bag today, so I'm just going to skip the gym. It's like, no, don't forget your gym bag. Bring your stuff and do your work. If that happens, once again, you are guaranteeing your success. That could actually mean you prepare your bag the night before and then put it into your car right now at 10 p.m. at night just to make sure that tomorrow morning you're ready to rock and roll. That's it. We make this simple. We make it easy. Prepare in advance to make sure all the stuff we need is there so that we ourselves are prepared when that time shows up to do the activity. We have no excuses. It's time to work out. Here we go. Now, strategy number 8 is kind of the opposite of the level of intensity I've had so far in the episode. Number 8 is to keep the workout light and easy. And what I mean by that is that you can improve and increase your intensity of your workout later on. You can actually run marathons later. Our goal right now is just to guarantee the consistency of the exercise, which means our goal is to show up. That's it. The goal is not to break records on day 1 or day 2 or day 10. Our goal on days 1 through 100 is to just show up. That's all. And if you do that, if you keep the workouts light and easy and you stay consistent, you're going to have the energy that you need to show up again tomorrow and do the same light and easy workout again then. The goal here is not to burn yourself out too fast, which is definitely a tendency of high achievers and intense people. Just like me, I know how this works. I have injured myself more times than I can count because I went into a new workout program way too fast, way too hard, and of course, it backfired. So keep this process light. Keep it fun. And of course, keep it consistent, which is a whole lot easier if it's light and fun. And speaking of fun, number 9 is to actually have fun, is to enjoy the workout process itself, is to show up prepared, on time, ready to do your thing. And when that clock starts and you're ready, put a smile on your face, have some fun, do this thing because you love to do this thing. Working out can easily be one of the best parts of your day. And honestly, it will become that, especially if you take number 8 seriously by keeping the whole thing light and easy, because things that are light and easy are a lot more enjoyable. And if you then increase the intensity later, you're doing so because you're physically and mentally ready for that next leap. But until then, we just want to make sure we're having fun in the beginning, get that concrete consistency going so we're showing up, we're enjoying ourselves, and the whole thing is a big ball of laughter. It sounds kind of ridiculous and over the top, but that's how it should feel. Because if it feels like that, you're going to go back and do it again. And this thing will stay consistent because it's an awesome part of your day. Once again, that's the whole point. Have fun. Make this a great, great part of your life. Now, finally, number 10 is if everything that I just said sounds a bit too much to do by yourself, well, then join a group or a program and do this with other people. Accountability will come in a social environment. So if you are not showing up because you're not being held accountable by yourself, well, then be accountable to somebody else. It can absolutely be the game changer that guarantees you show up and you do the work over and over and over again. So if doing these things alone isn't for you, then don't do it alone. Have a lot of fun in a running group or a yoga class or whatever the thing, a spinning class. Those are awesome at the gym. Go to the kind of group that makes this process truly worth pursuing. And then all of a sudden, working out and fitness is just part of who you are. It's part of what you do. And this is no longer a question. It just is you. Period. Now, for a quick review of what we covered this week. These are the 10 strategies to guarantee time for fitness in your life and to work out consistently. Number 1 was choose your specific outcome or end result that you want and be strongly emotionally tied to the end result and the process that gets you there. Number 2, make sure that working out will be a priority in your head and on your calendar. Number 3, make a list of your common excuses and distractions you need to overcome one by one over time. Number 4, make exercise a complementary habit on the back of an anchor habit you're already doing. Number 5, choose your location or environment that guarantees you actually do the thing you came to do. Number 6, Choose your dates and times on the calendar with a definite start time and a definite end time. Number 7, prepare your resources to make sure you're ready to go when the process begins. Number 8, keep it light and easy. Number 9, have fun. And number 10, if you can't do it alone, join a group, make it a party. And for the action step this week, solidify the location of your next workout. Of all the things we discussed this week, environment is everything. Choosing where you work out will likely be the biggest determining factor if you work out at all. So choose a location, put it on your calendar, and get to it. Rinse and repeat. JeffSanders.com/469 is the place to go for the episode notes. And of course, subscribe to this podcast in the app you're using right now. That's all I've got for you here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.